Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Once upon a time, not so long ago, in the enchanting land of New York, USA, a fairy godmother appeared to a group of children. With a wave of her wand and some pixie dust, the fairy godmother presented the amazed kids with warm pajamas and a cherished book to enrich their imagination. Wearing their jammies and with book in hand, they went happily off to bed.
Welcome, beneficent viewers. Today we will hear the story of the Pajama Program, which represents a true modern-day fairy tale that offers hope and joy to countless children around the world.
Oh, that is so nice.
I want to take a picture of it.
Look at that. There's blue on there, too. Your favorite.
Cool.
The gentle rocking of babies to sleep with sweet lullabies and stories is a universal tradition shared by parents, especially mothers. In its spring 2009 issue, Hybrid Mom published an article titled Good Night, Sleep Tight, in which writer Tracy Butler explains how the simplistic nature of the pajama program touches the heartstrings of all parents who conduct the nightly routine with their own children. Bedtime is a time when many of us, even unwittingly, deliver a daily dose of childhood to our children wrapped in a 15-minute routine that offers love and warmth, security, and possibilities. Our children fall asleep with a sense that all is right in the world. But we know that for too many families, all is not right. We know that there are children in the world who face the unimaginable during the day. Hunger, abuse, homelessness. For them, they will not experience even the brief reprieve of being tucked in, of putting on warm pajamas, and having a bedtime story take them somewhere else, anywhere else. Recognizing this profound bond and basic need, Genevieve Pituro and Alice Quick founded the Pajama Program in 2001 to help underprivileged children.
I think all of us, when we would go and read to the children at night, we would naturally want to take care of them in so many ways. They had been abused and abandoned in the past that the simplest things, like a hug or a kiss or clean clothes, reading a story, really made a difference to calm them down and make them feel loved.
After climbing the corporate ladder to success, Genevieve found that she was lacking a more meaningful purpose in life. Therefore, she began to volunteer at local shelters, group homes, and other facilities that care for disadvantaged, orphaned, or fostered children. Genevieve visited the youngsters in the evening and read stories to them just before bedtime. But after a while, she began to notice something. None of the children had pajamas. They simply slept in their daytime clothes.
I think the turning point for me was when I brought a few pairs of pajamas to one of the places in Harlem. And one little girl looked at the table of pajamas, and she must have been about 8 years old. And she came over to me and she said, "What are these?" And I didn't think I heard her correctly. And the caregiver came over to me and she looked at me and she said, "She doesn't know what they are. She doesn't know what pajamas are." And from that day on, I was on a mission.
For fulfilling the simple yet vital necessity of sleepwear and a book for the children who are without parents nor a permanent place to call home, the Pajama Program and its founders were recognized with the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, as well as gifted $10,000 to further the efforts of their noble cause.
everyone can find a small way to help. And our way is a small way, but I believe it makes a difference. And I think if you believe that, the world will change.
The nonprofit organization was featured on Supreme Master Television's Good People, Good Works, as well as on CNN, Oprah, Eyewitness News, American Morning, and The Today Show. Printed media coverage includes Parents, Glamour, New York Family, New York Observer, and the Westchester Family Magazine, among many others. The Pajama Program has inspired an altruistic movement of giving within communities throughout the nation where people are paying it forward. In fact, the Pajama Program's headquarters and first reading center came into existence due to the good hearts of people who shared its lofty ideals, beginning with the Andrus Children's Center's directors who led Genevieve to the site which would become the charity's home base.
And they took me to this run-down porch, and it was a mess. It wasn't painted, and the paint was peeling, as a matter of fact, and it was dark and dingy. They said, "Do you want it?" And I said, "Absolutely." And everything from that moment on for the next 2.5 months was donated to make it a beautiful space. We had painters, we had contractors, we had carpet installers, we had a mural painter make a beautiful mural. All the stores in Westchester donated everything from computers to shelving, and of course we filled it with donated books, and we got bins donated and pajamas in the bins, and it was a labor of love for almost 3 months to get that up, and it's beautiful.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Our feature on the Shining World Compassion Award for the Pajama Program will return after these brief messages.
I think when I found something that was my passion and something the universe, a gift I was given to provide this small gift to children, I think you start to attract different people to your life and new friends that provide something else to children or seniors or animals or the environment come into your life.
Welcome back to our program on the Shining World Compassion Award for the Pajama Program.
They need our help, and maybe they'll feel our arms wrapped around them a little bit, like a mom or a dad might wrap their arms around their children and give them a kiss goodnight.
For children who are in less fortunate situations, their wishes are heartrendingly humble. All they desire is for some love, a warm bed, or perhaps some food to fill their tummies. Since its inception in 2001, the Pajama Program has provided over 350,000 pajamas to children throughout the United States. The program has extended internationally with collaboration in such countries as Australia, Canada, Colombia, Italy, New Zealand, South Africa, Bulgaria, and Greece.
Well, we have many chapters around the United States, more than 70. And now we have 3 reading centers where the children come and get to spend 45 minutes to an hour reading with us. And then we let them carry as many books as they can back to the shelter and a pair of pajamas that are their very own. And the reading centers are really a special place, so we would like to open more.
Hugs of Hope is the title of an article by Christine Higson Hughes that was published in Women's World magazine in June 2009, in which she wrote, "Genevieve continues to have a wish, for every child to have someone who loves them to tuck them in each night. But until then, the Pajama Program will be there with new PJs and bedtime stories so that the kids without families can still have good nights and even brighter tomorrows." Supreme Master Ching Hai honored the Pajama Program and its founders with the Shining World Compassion Award for fulfilling some of the most basic needs of disadvantaged children with cozy pajamas and offer a sense of comfort and a book that transports them to a happier place.
For selflessly providing for the needs of the less fortunate, for your vision, high ideals, creativity, and benevolent generosity, and for being dedicated and noble role models, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of the Pajama Program and its heroic founders, Genevieve Paturo and Alice Quick, angelic mothers with pure giving, childlike hearts. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much.
In addition to the letter of appreciation from Supreme Master Ching Hai, the organization was presented with a crystal award plaque and $10,000 for its continued efforts in providing for the children. Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds, were also gifted.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
Upon receiving word of Supreme Master Ching Hai's recognition and contribution to the pajama program, Genevieve's thoughts immediately went to the children in need who would be beneficiaries of Supreme Master Ching Hai's concern.
So touched. I was so surprised, and immediately I started to think of the list of children that would soon be getting pajamas and books, because there's such a long wait list that we have for these children. And as soon as I heard, my first initial reaction was so excited and so touched by the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It's just wonderful.
On behalf of the pajama program, Genevieve shared her heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, this is such a loving gesture on your part and on the part of your volunteers to present us with this donation and this help for thousands more children that, as I said to Allie, are now off our list, at least for a little while, that will have a pair of pajamas that fit, that are warm in the cold climate, and a book or two to read at night, and it makes such a difference. It's the only way we can love and hug these children who don't have any other way to feel how much they are loved. Thank you.
We thank you, Miss Genevieve Pituro, Miss Alex Quick, and all involved with the pajama program for your compassionate hearts and selfless service. May the pajama program be blessed with ever more success in bringing smiles and warmth to the hearts of all children.
And all throughout the land, as children slept in their pajamas infused with love, hopeful dreams of a happily ever after future filled their sweet slumber.
For more information on the pajama program, please visit www.pajamaprogram.org. Caring viewers, thank you for joining us today. Words of Wisdom is up next after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May all noble and beautiful wishes be fulfilled with heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.